This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 7th. God's word for you today is the why. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. And it says, self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way to finding yourself, your true self. What kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself? What could you even trade your soul for? We have looked at all the major aspects of life, our finances, our relationships, physical health, mental health, and so on, that we need to have in place to have a fully transformed life. Over the next few days, we will be focusing on vocational or work metamorphosis. I pray that God will breathe upon you in His presence today, take you higher still, and transform your life to the praise and glory of His holy name. In Jesus' amazing name. The truth is, what you do is not nearly as important as why you're doing what you do. So ask yourself, why am I in this line of business or vocation? Why do you wake up every morning and go through traffic just to do this? Why am I doing what I do? Why you do what you do will influence how you do it. You need to lock down the why. What is the why of your work? Why are you doing the work that you do? Then it will influence how you do what you're doing. If you meet someone that does not know why they're doing what they're doing, it affects how they do what they're doing. When you see someone that is nonchalant and not passionate, not bringing the heat, the question to ask them is, why are you here? Why are you showing up to do what you're doing? Once you get your why, the how falls into place. How you do what you do falls into place. The truth is, how you do what you do influences who you become while you do it. And that is the most important thing to heaven. The most important thing to heaven is not what you do, the job you're doing. It is who, the person you are becoming. In between the what and the who is the why. Why are you doing what you are doing? That is what will influence who you become. Because with heaven, success is about who you are becoming, not about what you are doing. So, you can make $10 million in a quarter, and by every standard, you are doing well. However, the question is, who have you become while earning the $10 million? Have you become a monster? Did you have to betray someone? Have you had to steal? As far as heaven is concerned, who you are becoming is far more important than what you are earning. Matthew chapter 16 verse 26 says, for even if you were to gain all the wealth and power of this world at the cost of your own life, what good will that be? And what could be more valuable to you than your own soul? Let us pray. Father, I open myself to you that I may experience total transformation everywhere that I am privileged to serve. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.